Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are time traveling today back to 2003. Now, you may be wondering why. Well, we are going to be talking about the Freaky Friday, the Disney's version of Freaky Friday that came out in 2003, because the newer movie that just came out a couple weeks ago, or maybe it's a little over a month ago now, but Freakier Friday. So we are going to be doing Freaky Friday today, and we are going to be doing Freakier Friday on Wednesday. So, of course, you want to make sure to hit those buttons so you always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content when these shows go live. Plus, you don't want to miss out on all the specials that we have going on this month. We have got our 12 Days of Christmas that are coming up. We've got some other things that are coming up, and it's just going to be a whole lot of fun. So you don't want to miss any of this. Now, you may be thinking, Freaky Friday, but why do we want to care about that? Well, like I said, it has to do with Freakier Friday kind of being the sequel to this one. And so that just kind of adds a whole other element to that as well. So I'm just going to go back over here to my thing. And of course, the score wise and everything that I did on this Freaky Friday, I kind of hate that I have to keep doing this, but I'm tentatively giving it an innocent rating. There's a few jokes that are a little mature for some younger audiences, but overall it's fairly safe for all ages, or mostly so. Not necessarily in everything, but you might be thinking, okay, well, we kind of know the whole Haley Mills, the freaky, the kind of things that happen with that with Parent Trap. And this one's different than that. This one is not just the twins switching places. This is a mother and daughter switching places. The mother is Tess, and she is a therapist and an author. The daughter is a high school, just drama queen of sorts. And that's Anna. Anna would be the daughter. And their relationship is rocky, to say the least. Tess's husband, Anna and Harry's father, passed away. And Tess is getting ready to get remarried. And that's like total chaos. And so this is kind of how they're approaching that. They're approaching the wedding. They're approaching all these changes going on. Anna is always getting in trouble in school and doesn't really want to. She's a teenager. I mean, the whole teenage angst, all my life is over type attitude. And Lindsay Lohan totally nailed that in just about every way possible for this role. But they end up in a situation where they end up switching bodies. And so the mind of one is in the body of the other. So Anna becomes Tess and Tess becomes Anna. And this is that adventure. But before we get into a bit more of it, I want to share with you the trailer. Now, I did have to hunt for this one a bit because finding trailers from 2003 is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. So, but I did find this. So forgive, the quality is not the best. So I apologize on that. But let's just check that out.
Honey, wake up.
Oh.
I have had it. Hurry up.
What? I'm ready.
For the Coleman family, Mondays are manic.
Hi, honey. Make good choices.
Wednesdays are wild.
Yeah, my room. Shuttle.
And for Anna and Tess, there's never enough time to really understand each other.
What? Time's up. It's after six.
But on Friday...
You think my life is perfect?
You couldn't last one day in my high school.
Cookie.
That's all about to change. Because things are going to get a little freaky.
Now, are you curious what that fortune cookie had to say? Don't worry, I'm not going to spoil anything in the movie, but I will share with you what this fortune cookie had to say. I'm having to turn my notes on my phone. A journey soon begins, its prize reflected in another's eyes. When what you see is what you lack, then selfless love will change you back. Again, no spoilers, but since they just flashed that for just a second, I had to do my homework to figure out what that one said.
Why am I in Anna's room?
This isn't mine.
That's definitely not mine.
Walt Disney Pictures presents...
So, you're in my body and I'm in your body.
I'm... Oh! I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm like the Crypt Keeper!
Freaky Friday.
Why don't we like...
Yes, a jolt! Go!
Ow!
Oh.
So, as you can see, it's a lot of chaos, but it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of humor. It's not as squeaky clean as you might think. Like I said, there is some borderline language and just some borderline humor that just like you're on just a little bit. But like I said, overall, I would pretty much say this is safe for all audiences. Now, are they able to get back into their own bodies? What happens at the wedding? What happens with school? As you can see from the poster that I have here, it gets pretty chaotic. I do want to share with you the podcast image as well. So this is what I did to the poster for the podcast image. Basically, I just shrunk it down into a square and I redid some of the lettering and kind of grayed it out so you could kind of see through the letters now and still kind of see what the image is, but having the words of Freaky Friday on there. So I kind of had a little bit of fun with it. It didn't take me too long, but I like kind of mixing it up a little bit on ones like this. So you're probably wondering score-wise where I ended up on this one. And I was really debating. I was kind of mid-fives, maybe low sixes. Because there's a lot of like continuity errors and just dumb errors that are kind of happening as the story is told here. But at the same time, there is some wholesomeness to this, and there is a sweetness to this that you don't necessarily find until you're kind of at the very end. Now, mind you, there's parts where you're going to find yourself almost like dozing off just a little bit, but not airy. Sorry, one of my kitties is being unusual. But there, overall, is the story has good flow and the meaning behind it, and then as the rest of the story kind of goes on, there's more in the credits. So, of course, you don't want to get up and leave or turn it off as soon as the credits start because there's something else in the credits that you don't want to miss out on. Now, score-wise, I did come in at a solid 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. And so it's not a great score by any means, but it's also not the worst by far. There's definitely been a lot worse and a lot better. Now, knowing that they kind of continued this one many years later, and I'm glad to see that they brought the same characters back. We have Jamie Lee Curtis back. We have Lindsay Lohan. They're both playing the same characters. Of course, we get Mark Harmon back playing Ryan. He is the new husband. And unfortunately, we don't really see one of the main characters in the new movie, but we get to see some other ones that might take you by surprise. So, is this one going to be for you? Have you checked it out? Maybe you don't have Disney Plus, or maybe you have this one back on DVD from back in the day. Maybe it's time to just sit back and rewatch it if you haven't watched it in a long time, and maybe share it with somebody who hasn't seen it before. So, you never know. Either way, like I said, be sure to hit those buttons so you don't miss out on any of the content that's coming up. And as always, I will be back soon. Bye-bye.